This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The UN Security Council is condemning the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary for Peace Operations.
We are now in a position to confirm that three United Nations staff members were among the fatalities, and two others were injured and are now being treated. Scores of Libyans are also among the injured.
The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. Protests are continuing in Hong Kong today. This follows demonstrations on Saturday in which police used tear gas on protesters. AP's Charles A. Ledesma reports.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia confirms that radioactive material were involved in an explosion at a Russian missile testing range. At least five people are confirmed dead, with several injuries reported. Emergency officials miles away reported a spike in background radiation. People were scrambling for iodine drops. This is VOA News. Almost 50,000 opposition supporters rallied and dozens were arrested in Moscow on Saturday at one of the largest authorized protests since President Vladimir Putin's return to the Kremlin in 2012. Protesters crowded the streets where city authorities deployed a massive police presence, including officers in riot gear. After giving permission for the rally to go ahead, more than 100 people were detained. In recent weeks, thousands have attended street protests calling for free and fair elections after the exclusion of several opposition figures from local Moscow polls next month, including allies of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Romanians rallied in Bucharest and other cities across the country Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a massive anti-corruption protest that the government violently quelled. The demonstrations came amid public outrage over the authorities' response to the kidnapping and killing last month of a 15-year-old girl, a case that revealed deep flaws in the police system of the European Union and NATO members. About 20,000 people turned up for a rally outside government headquarters in central Budapest, filling much of the Victoria Square into the evening, according to G4 Media. Protests had also been urged over social media for protests in Romania's largest cities, under slogans such as, "We don't forget what you did last summer, we're watching you," and "Reset Romania." The body of Jeffrey Epstein was taken to the office of New York City's chief medical examiner on Saturday after the disgraced financier was found dead from an apparent suicide in a New York jail cell. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Attorney General William Barr ordered the inspector general to open an investigation into Epstein's death.
In a statement, Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled to learn of Jeffrey Epstein's suicide and that it happened in federal custody raises serious questions that must be answered. The FBI is also investigating the death. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan Saturday morning. He was facing sex trafficking charges to which he had pleaded not guilty. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press Epstein had been taken off suicide watch at the end of July. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogo. Officials say people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast happened. Witnesses said the tanker had been involved in an accident. For more news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast.